Welcome to the Judgmental Podcast. This is episode 29, and I'm here, Andrew Guns-Galea, with my co-host, Jeffrey Tirith-Galea. Hi, Jeff.
Hello. Hello, everybody out there.
So in today's podcast, we're going to be talking about the JNAC. It's back up and running again. JNAC 2020 has been revived off its deathbed. In part one, I'm going to talk about the JNAC in general for people who are new and don't know anything about it and what it is. Part two, we're going to go through the lists for the tournament that we're running at the moment, which is a 3v3 pick and ban event with 22 players. And in part three, we will just give our tips on who we think is going to win and just wrap things up. So cool. Straight to part one. JNAC is the Judgment North American Championship. It's in its second year. We launched it last year in 2019. It is basically a series of tournaments where players earn points. We have an end-of-year invitational that we run at Warfare Weekend, which we did last year, and then the same this year. But, of course, COVID destroyed the whole thing with all the conventions getting called off, and so we've switched to an online format. So this is our second year, Jeff, and we've decided to run it even though the rest of it will be run online. And you actually went to the final last year in Warfare Weekend and ran it. So yeah, how was that experience?
Oh, it was a great, one of the best experiences for gaming I've had. It was good to meet all the guys. It was a great convention there. The gaming was really a lot of fun, competitive, but heaps of fun with all the guys. Shane actually took it out in the final.
Shane York, yep, he did.
Yeah, he's actually playing in this event. He took it out against Alex So it was a really good final.
Alex Najek, I think it is, the pronunciation, Najek or something. Yeah, so Alex, that was good. Yeah,
he's not in this event, but he'll probably play in the other ones, I imagine. We had four rounds, and it was really good. The final round, or the fifth round, I think. The fifth round, we had it just the two finalists played, and we made a stream of it.
The game is available on our YouTube channel if you want to have a look. Yeah. Actually, it was on Nessie's, wasn't it? That's right.
Yeah, Nessie did it.
Nessie knows. So you can check that out. But, it was a pretty big event. It was really good for us to get some traction. We had a lot of events during the year where players earned points. So this year, we actually kicked it off physically like last year. There was a couple of events that were run in Northwest of the United States. So we had a leaderboard of... And then, of course, with COVID, it crashed. Now, we were not sure what to do with it. Then the online tabletop gaming platform called Wartable was launched, and it has a fantastic judgment module. So good that it does replicate very good, very accurately what it's like to play on the table. Obviously, it's always better with miniatures and rolling real dice, but it's the next best thing. And it's so good that we've decided to make it an official JNAC this year and run the rest of it online. Now, Jeff, you're running the event at the moment, which is a 3v3 event. And I think it's our biggest field ever, including all the Vassal Leagues we've run before, right?
So we actually got 23. There was a misunderstanding. We've got another player in there. He's having a bout by the first round.
Oh.
But what is quite crazy with these number of people, I'd say he's probably a good 10 to 12 regulars that actually aren't playing, right? So it's really a whole bunch of new players. There's some from Europe. There's a big bunch of group from Canada that are playing as well. That's what's really good about it. There's a lot of people who are actually noobs and they want to play. And that's part of the reason why I made it a threes event. To make it new player friendly, so up to 23 players, which is very exciting to see, and it's going to be tough to compete for those top 16. I think for the final, is that correct?
Correct. It's top 16. Shane York, yep. Who qualify, it's top 16 points, and there's a leaderboard on our website under the About menu item by About JNAC. Top 16 auto qualify for the final. Now, Shane York has got a spot locked in because he won last year. So there's basically 15 spots left. It's pretty open because even though we've had a couple of entries already, and because it's now gone online, we are able to open up to everyone outside North America as well. So that's fantastic. We've got European and Australian people competing now. It's really exciting. This event here, we made it a 3v3 pick and ban. So we're going to go through the lists in part two, but it's for 3v3 pick and ban. It really is a different ball game when you're talking about list design, aren't you, Jeff?
Yeah, well, it's the biggest thing is you can't cover all your bases. The sole gazer, the defender, and the aggressor. You've got to be short somewhere. That's where I think hybrids come in and support. So that's what I'm explaining to the players. And it is a newish event. 3 versus 3 is a good way to start. We've picked cobblestone for the first two maps as well. So
and
it's
then
a
you
bit
will
easier to
have
play on.
swamp as well, which is actually when you're doing list design, you have to consider the swamp map round because it's very unique and there's a lot of heroes that don't like it and some that like it more than others. So, yeah, it's also another spanner in the works in terms of list design.
I've made that round 3, so the newish players will get more of a handle of the game by the time they hit that swamp map. But yeah, I've been talking, I don't know, probably half the field, not half the field, but a big chunk of the field, helping him on their warbands. And they're all excited and keen to get on there and play. So, got some interesting warbands as well,
Now,
old and new. It's a good mix.
one of the subtle things about 3 versus 3 list design that is not immediately obvious to new players is that with 5v5, you can get away with having a low damage warband because you have time to grind out the wins, and your opponent might get a lead, but you eventually grind them down and take the victory. In 3 versus 3, if you have a slow start, it's a lot more difficult to fight back, and you really need to have the ability to drop a hero. With pure damage. So I always find that pure damage is elevated in the 3 versus 3 game. It's much more difficult to run that grind game. So anyway, without further ado, I
Taking a bit
yep.
more on that, where you said that
Yeah, of
point,
course.
exactly right. Another thing about that, on threes, your effigy are closer to the opponent, and the aggressors, you
Yeah.
really have to, protect your effigy that much more because they can get there quicker. If they take one or two souls, all of a sudden, two heroes are within range, they can drop it,
It's a really
right?
good point because it also elevates the heroes that can defend effigies like Marcus, Dhonrakr, Thrommel,
Thrommel,
those guys who actually can really make an effigy run, stop it dead in its tracks. But yeah, it's a good point as well. Now, we are going to, that's part one. So that's introduction to JNAC. You can actually have a look on our website on about Judging North American Championship, and there's also historical data about last year's one. You can see the current leaderboard, and even if you haven't played any qualifiers yet, we are going to run. Jeff, is going to run two more, aren't we, after this?
Yeah, I think Chad and possibly Jaden might run one, but if
That's
not,
right.
I'll run the third. Definitely two more.
The next two are going to be 5v5 events. So, and one of them, because we're doing it online, could be potentially full draft, but we'll talk to Jaden about that. But the next one is going to be 5v5 pick and ban run by Cheddar Caveman. Chad Kaufman. So, yeah, I think we'll have a break after this. How long is this one going for, Jeff?
So I'm hopefully wrap it up in within 3 and a half weeks, right? We started a few days early. We can get the games done quickly because then we can start the next one. So I'm looking at middle of, well, the first week in September if possible, end of that.
Excellent.
I've got the dates, but if games all finish early, I'm going to just jump straight into it. We're online and a lot of us, would just get it done quickly if we can.
And you can
Yeah,
see
Nick
the
said.
results. Sorry, the results are all on tabletop.to, which has all the players, their warbands they're playing, and also the draw as well. So you can check it out on tabletop.to. And Jeff, how does it work for people who don't know? Are the games timed themselves, or do we just play out the games?
So we're just playing out the games, especially on the threes. There is a timer on that software that works, War Table, but we don't turning not to use it if we can for the first few tournaments. Judgment works pretty fast. You don't really get bogged down too much. No one has even requested that they want it. If we have a big request from a few players, we might think about it. But at the moment, there's no timers.
Cool. And just like in previous qualifiers, we're going to try to stream as much as we can when we can. So that's always fun. We get guest commentators on. So have a look out for that as well. We'll be publishing those on our social media whenever they're coming up, which is great. And oh, yeah, one more thing, Jeff. So players, are all the rounds run simultaneously, or do you get some time to play your game? How's that work?
Now, so you got your, because of all the time, different time zones people are in, you got basically 4 to 5 days to get your game in. So it's not simultaneous. We've already actually had one game happen already.
Cool.
The people just get any time they can to organise a game with their opponent, within the 4 or 5 day time frame, basically. And if they want, they can let us know, and we'll possibly can stream it if we're available and things fall into place.
Excellent. All right. Well, that wraps up the introduction to the JNAC for people who are new. We're now going to go to part two of the podcast, which is taking a look at the analyzing the lists and also the statistics of heroes that have been picked and not picked. So we'll be back soon. Welcome to episode 29 of the Judgmental Podcast. This is part two of our JNEC podcast. And today we're going to be looking at, in this part, we're going to be looking at the actual lists for the current qualifier that's running, which is a 3v3 pick and ban event, which is being run online on Wartable. I'm once again joined by Jeff, and we're going to go through some of the lists and also the stats of the heroes and the picking. So, Jeff, do you want to start with looking at statistics of the heroes, and then we can look at some individual lists? All right. Now, one thing that's happened, which is fantastic, it's the first time this has happened, is we've got a hybrid that has topped the most appearances. There was 23 players in this. So out of 23 players, 9 have picked Curvado. He stands out on his own as the most picked. I know. Well, he got buffed pretty heavily in patch 11. He's always been there or thereabouts, but when I say heavily, on the surface it looked like it, but he really plays the same way, right? His main abilities are the same.
I think when we do a patch, sometimes it just brings focus towards them. It happened with Zarin too, and a lot of the benefits you mightn't even see them, but all of a sudden people realize, oh, it's actually got a good kit anyway. But the plus raise is good for him. It really, really.
Well, basically his level one became his level two became level one, where he got his res. Used to gain immune to poison and res at level two. He now gets it at level one, which makes him instantly stronger. But the thing that really made him really get good for me or better, you know, I always considered him to be really good. He's always in my world championship squad, but was point blank. And with a guy who's got an RNG, a Madge of 7, the same as Astariel, and he does fire the same as Astariel, the ability to be in the thick of combat and still shoot people is amazing. Like, I mean, I've always used him, but now he charges the first turn at a monster and then can shoot it while he's fighting it. So he's got so he gets 2 extra dice when he charges to be Mel 8 equivalent. Then he drops back to Madge 7 and has a shot. So it's quite cool, isn't it?
Yeah, he's very good. And I always think his TK ability is a match winner as well.
Yeah.
Use that prop. You hold him at the back, he just counters people like Don Raka, and it's a nightmare to deal with, right? And Rommel. Look, it's great to see, like I said, it's great to see the hybrids have such a good showing. I think a lot of it is because it's threes as well, because people sort of like you can't cover all bases, but the hybrids can.
It's a very good point. And the two of the top ones are him and Isabel, and they've both got that ability to do two roles, haven't they?
You go aggressive or go defensive, and Isabel's one of my favourites too. What's surprising in the hybrids is the big surprise is no Bale and Sana.
I know. Now,
which is probably the strongest models in the game, because some people think it's the strongest models in the game. No one took them.
I think I've had a bit of theory on this. We do know that you announced the maps beforehand, didn't you?
Yeah.
So I think map one has one or two soul pits. I think one of them.
I have balanced it out between some with one and some with two, though.
So they do drop a lot on maps with one soul pit, and particularly on threes map where it's everything so confined, their teleportation ability is vastly reduced. I think that's even on the maps with two soul pits, they can just teleport themselves back into trouble again. So that's one of the theories. I think they're quite difficult to use. There are high, and there's a lot of new players, which is another reason why I think. And the other thing is, when they die, like a lot of, and I notice Victor hasn't been picked either, but when the low wound models die, they come back at their effigy on a threes map. They're pretty much targetable almost straight away.
See, and the big thing is Victor's similar as well. The guys with the teleportation skill, it's great on a bigger map, of course, right? On a small map, sometimes they can just literally walk there anyway.
Yeah.
Right. So they've lost a lot of that power. And like I said, when they revive, they're going to get smashed again.
Yeah.
Jaden is the guy who normally is a champion of Bale and Sana, line of sight Jaden. But he just felt more comfortable with more old school type Warband, he told me, for this one. So we'll talk about his list as well when it comes up.
So the next two most picked are just staples. They pretty much are top of the leaderboard all the time, particularly with new players in one of their cases. So one of them is Marcus, who... He's kind of considered broadly the strongest defender, I think. What do you think about that?
But he is. He's the most common because his AG4, 2 res is very strong. That knockdown, basically, and giving plus one res to guys with 1 res already makes them res two, gets you 2 tanks immediately. He is the more staple one that people
He's
take.
probably the most versatile. Well, he's definitely the most versatile defender that we've got. But the good thing is, all six defenders got picked.
Yep. So
So, yeah.
Shan's a bit of a surprise because she's normally competing with Marcus for the top. Now, it's great. I'm great. I'm so happy to see Thrommel up there.
Well, the thing about Thrommel, Jeff, is that I mean, people have gotten so. He's just decimated people lately. Like, there's so many instances where he just dominates games. So I think he's. And we haven't changed him for ages.
Another thing, because of the rise of Cavado, he normally holds Thrommel's hand. They're a great pair together,
Yeah, they are.
and
It's a great combo.
that's you've seen both have a
It's a
big
really
boost
good
there.
point.
But they're even Sky's there once. Sky got taken, which is good to see.
Skull and Shan 4 times, 3 times each. So I think it's a good mix for defenders. I think we're really happy with that. I think the two classes that got completely picked were defenders and soul gazers. And I think we've talked about it before. They're probably the two most balanced groups, like classes. You could pretty much take any of the soul gazers or defenders. Now, the soul gazers especially, it's almost a flat line. Like the three lowest, Zarin, Saiyan, and Svitlana, were all taken twice. Krul and Zyvira 3 times, and Grail, the new guy, is
You've got
four. I
new shiny toy syndrome, I
There's
think.
been some chat about him. I think people are kind of come unstuck. I don't know. Like, I don't know how many people have played him. But on a threes map, like, I don't know. He does no damage.
But he can
Well, he
do
can
damage.
do
He's got
damage.
backstab. He can do damage. He's all
Guess
right.
so. I don't know. I'd be if I was playing threes and my opponent had Grail. I wouldn't be too upset. But
Ones that got him have got Donnie, and they've got a good setup. We can look at a few, but we'll
They
see.
have. So Zhonya is another one. Zhonya, Thrommel, and Isabelle round out our top five most picked heroes.
In three, that's right. Zhonya complete because she's point and click. Everybody
Well,
loves her.
at the top of the show, I mentioned that you need to be able to drop people, and she's probably the most straightforward point and click hero we've got. She's great for new people to use.
So there was a time when Thorgar was easily the most picked. He's just fallen back a little bit.
He has. I think about Zhonya too, Jeff. In fives, when you use her for an alpha strike, the difficulty is keeping her alive.
Because there's
But
too
in
many knocks,
threes, it's easier, right? Because you've only got to worry about, two other activations or whatever, and then all of a sudden she can go again. So I think that makes her. I think she's much stronger on threes than fives. I think she's one of those heroes, but yeah, that's good.
Just like on the Soul Gazers, I actually thought on threes and a swamp map, Svetlana might be the most taken hero. Because I think she's on swamp, she's a killer, right? And in any map, she's a killer because she can actually reach the monsters a lot easily as well. So.
Yes, there's only one swamp map, and so for me, it's Krul. I think Krul's got 3 picks, which I think, because he, if he gets a soul early, he can be your bruiser, right? And in threes, his ability to stay alive and just mix it up is pretty good. I'm interested to see. Really hope we get a chance to stream some Grail games,
Our mate
because,
Theo's got Grail, so we can check him out.
well, he's going to go rubbish, so that's not a good indication of how good Grail is.
Back to the aggressors, it's good to see Brock so high up, right?
Oh, it is,
Exactly.
yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And Allendy that low, what's he still taking 3 times? It's
Well,
not.
the other thing, Jeff, right, is people who probably haven't played a lot of threes and are on the Fazil train. Undead and threes, man, it's interesting. Like,
I'm going to talk about that because
you
there's a couple of
can't
guys.
contest. I was like.
There's a couple of guys who got multiple undead.
And as
I'm
well as
hot.
Zim. I mean, Zim's taken 4 times and Fazil 5. Like, the two of the. Yeah, interesting.
But if you kill everybody, you don't have to contest.
That's true. That's
That's right.
true. And yeah, it's not a bad. I mean, you need to be able to palm the soul off to someone who's going to hang around, but we'll see. Interesting. Rakir, my boy, only got one. Interesting. I guess Shadow Orbs aren't as good on threes map, but he's always underestimated for me. And Nefany only twice as well, Jeff.
But I think the aggressor chart is pretty strong as well.
It is. It is.
Because you got Alan Deere just above Nefany, and Alan Deere's easily up the top as well, and so is Kogan. They're all top class heroes. So it's just a matter of taste, and obviously people get accustomed to their metas as well,
They do.
right?
Yeah.
Stariel's always up there, round
Well, you and
about.
I have banged on about Staryl for the last 18 months. Has finally hit home for people. She's taken her. I think she's amazing, and it's good to see her in the
In
thick of
three,
it.
she's probably tips Alan Dear because she can get out of trouble because
Yeah.
they're a lot easier to engage them, but she can just jump out.
Yeah. I agree.
But Zaffin's there. Zaffin's up there. He's a terror on a threes map. You're basically not safe, right? When I find it, what I find out about Zaffin, when Zaffin's on the table, the whole game's about Zaffin. Either you're going to block him and you win, or you let him and do what he wants and he'll kill you,
And the
right?
thing, Jeff, I think once you mentioned it with Trommel, but the other model that loves Cavado is Zaffin, right? And so we all of a sudden we've got Trommel, Zaffin. I think Cavado getting stronger and more popular has raised their profiles. And for those who aren't wondering what we're talking about Mind Control, where Cavado can make another friendly model have a basic attack, and both Trommel and Zaffin have the only double action basic attacks in the game. So it's a very efficient use of one action from Cavado.
Yeah,
So,
their biggest damaging dealing, those two basically.
yeah,
So
so it's really good to see.
they're little the supportive. You can see, I can understand this. Cradle is still new and a bit complicated for people to use, right? Sticks is sticks. I'm surprised possibly at sticks. I don't know, he's a high
No,
level.
I'm not surprised, but because on the threes map, he's pretty fragile. He's got
Yeah,
low
very high skill
damage.
cap too.
Very, but Lori Bella, they're cracking jokes. I'm not sure what's going on there. Like, no Loris. What we've got? We've got Bastion Haxxar twice, Jendris once. We have got a table that shows the split amongst them. So, supporters, now, traditionally, supporters, hybrids, and defenders are pretty even, but supporters have really dropped. There are only five instances across all 23 lists where supporters were taken. To give you a comparison, there's 44 aggressors, 26 defenders, 24 hybrids, 16 soul gazers, and 5 supporters. So I find it a bit surprising because, I mean, the supporters have got a lot of patch love over time, and like Jendris can do a lot of damage output. Haxxar can dominate the board because his idols mean a lot on threes, right?
So Haxxar's almost a hybrid, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, supporters get more use in a fives as well. The hybrids, as you said, you're cutting yourself. You don't want to have to babysit Sticks or Bastion, and you
No.
normally do have to look after them. And in threes, you haven't got range. If you've got Sticks or Bastion, straight away, in my brain, I think I can't take Alan Dear or Astara or any even a Soul Gaze. It has to be a tough soul because it's a weak link. But in fives, you can protect them better.
That's true. That's true.
Who made these charts, by the way?
I think Constant Way, he does it all the time. He's a legend. They're on Discord.
Pie chart.
Okay, before we talk about some of the lists, Jeff, do you want to anything else you want to call out with the statistics?
I think yeah, I was not. I was actually very happily surprised to see so many hybrids and soul gazers there. Right, normally in fives I tend to go just aggressors and defenders
Yeah.
and a soul gazer, but
Yep.
yeah, it's great to see that mix happening. I'm not too worried about a support, as we said. That's just I think that's just I said why, but
I'm really happy to see my mate Barney get some action. He's in there. He's at the same,
Viper's there. Viper's there, that's good.
yeah, same amount of picks as Jaeger. I think Jaeger's fantastic on threes. For me, I'd almost certainly have him in my fives if I was playing a serious tournament. He comes Pathfinder, so he kills. He's great in the swamp map. He's got very high maneuverability. Stripping souls is really important in a game where it can run away from you pretty quick. He tips all the boxes to me. I think he's, I'm gonna can't wait to see him in action as well. That concludes part two of the podcast, and the next part three, we'll be going through some of the lists in the 3v3 JNAC qualifier that just kicked off. Cool. So let's look at some. So Jeffrey's picked out five, I think you said, Jeff, of your remarkable warbands, and we're going to have a chat about them now.
So just a couple of, and for different reasons, I did pick, he's a newish player, Jay Horan, because he's one of the examples of people who has taken double undead. Jay Horan, I think it is. He's
Jay
taken
Horan. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Hand him. Yep.
Zeal, Zim, right? For Zeal and Zim,
Yeah.
then Cavado, Sayin, and Astarial. So
Wow. No defenders. And I mean, he's got redundancy with Zim and Estoril, but if you ban Fazil, he's got no melee damage. Well,
then he's got Soul Harbor. He's time we use the fire and ice theme.
Right? Awesome.
You've got the Cavado Estoril fire, you got the ice from Zim. So, yes. But there are a few, and the reason I picked it because it's double undead, and there are a couple of others like that. I think I just can't find them right now. But yeah, that's interesting to see how he goes.
It looks like it's a bit of a. I don't see much synergy with Cavado, maybe with Estoril, I guess, put people on fire.
Yeah, but if you can make Fazil, or any of them, you can make any of them attack again, right? Zim, Fazil, and...
Interesting.
His mind control on them's good.
The thing I like mind control... Sorry, you going to say?
Yeah, his mind control on them, and he's tanky, right? So he'll probably get through the ban, I'd say. The banning would probably be Estoril, Zim, or Lord Fazil. People might even ban Saiyan because it's his only Soul Gazer. So
I think I'd ban Fazil. If I was playing it right now, I mean, the lack of melee. I mean, he can go a lot of ranged, but I don't know. It's interesting. I think the thing about Cavado's mind control that people don't often realize, because a lot of out of activation attacks, you can't do combat maneuvers, but with Cavado's mind control, you can. So if he makes Estoril or Zim shoot, they could trigger their combat maneuvers, which is their fire, frost, and fire, and Fazil can decap. So interesting.
That's right.
Mm. All right.
Yeah, I mean, a decap out of activation would be scary.
Good one, Jaharan. That's good to see. Bit of a variety. So
one of my favourites, I've got two favourites. One of them is Koyloti's list. Let's look why I ticked it. Because, just the balance on this list to me seems really good. Koyloti, can you see? He's got
top of the pops. Yep.
So his defenders are Shan and inverted commas Isabel, I suppose. And then the aggressors are Fazil and Zonya. They're as scary as hell. And then he's got Zarin.
Nice warban, that one. He's thought about
very
that
one. Very hard ban.
Yeah.
What you do here. If you ban Zarin, then Fazil can eat the souls and he can still, you know, soul harvest with Isabel or Shane.
Man, you go Fazil, Zonya, and Isabel. That's pretty awesome three.
If you
ban Zarin. Mm.
In the table, depends on warban I had. That's one of the most balanced lists I thought.
Yeah.
I'd like to take. It looks really strong. He covers all the bases there. Yeah, I'm really impressed. And I've been playing. He's been playing for a while now, so
he'd be one of my favourites with that list. And he's a good player.
The other favourite, dare I say it, is our mate Theo.
Nah, that's rubbish. Come on.
Yeah, he's got a decent list. Probably how he's fallen out of bed and he just had a dream.
Who made it for him? No way. Let me have a look. Grail, Don Raka, Estoril, Isabel, and Brock.
It's a
pretty good list. Yeah, it is.
Pretty good list.
But in his hands, it's probably trash. Just trash tier. No, I miss you. So I'm glad you put Grail. I can't wait to see what he does.
Because you've got the Grail Donny combo, which is good.
It's a nice
combo. And Estelle's never bad. Isabel's never bad. Brock's probably the ban, but then he can go aggressive with Isabel and Estelle. It's not an easy.
Cool for that, again, right? Wow. That's pretty good.
And he's playing our mate. He's playing Tobias, I think. The other Aussie, the first round.
It was my tip to come dead last there, so maybe he'll come mid-pack now. We never know. It's done well. All right, what else you got?
So of course, I can't go past good old mate, the one who, our guard dog, who gets a million games a day.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's stuck by his form and took all Minotaurs.
Interesting.
Right? The guard dog, that's what he does, and that's what he always does. But here's a bit of the thing here, because he plays most on online, right? And I've noticed that a lot of players that he plays against have gone fire heavy.
Right. I'm used to it.
And I suppose that's the guard dog's fault for playing everybody with his warband and giving him a chance to take.
Yeah.
The people that he generally plays against, I've noticed, have leaned towards
Kogan,
taking.
Thorgard, Donra. Yeah, that's interesting, Jeff. Yeah, if he's created a meta against himself, that's pretty good.
he might accidentally make a draw where he plays fire heavy all the way through. I'm just going to see which first round opponent is actually.
Wow.
Bloodsaber. So Bloodsaber is one of the newish players.
So what's he got with him? He's got Skull, Brock, Cavado, Zarin, Bogdan, and Zim. Oh, yeah, no fire there.
Cavado.
He's got Cavado. Yeah. All right. That's interesting. So guard
dog. And he's one of the tips to play because he must play so many games and he's very hard to beat.
Yeah, he'll be up there for sure.
Yeah. So the other one I had was Expat. He's from England, I think.
Expat, I know, I know him.
Because he got the double range, and I actually like this warband. This is one I could use as well. Alandir and Zafin.
Oh, he's got the Cavado Thrommel Zafin combo going. That's what he's got.
Yeah, he's got a lot. But see, Cavado seems the obvious ban. Then you see why his warband's really good, because then if you ban Cavado, then he probably goes up front with Marcus and Thrommel. and just Zafir and Alan Deer just kill you from behind.
You're pretty much forced. This is a beautiful list. You're pretty much forced to ban Cavado there.
I wish he took Sean instead of Marcus, because that push, she can push them, you know, Zafir and Alan Deer, get them out of trouble. That's the only change I'd make to this list, but
yeah.
Right.
That's a good list. Wow. He'd be strong. Yeah. He's strong.
Yeah, but that otherwise there's a lot. I mean, you've got Brellandier.
I mean, look, I'm just looking at the list again. If he plays the guard dog, right, the guard dog is pretty much forced to ban Alan Deer.
But then he's got Cavada that does
it. I know. But, I mean, Alan Deer is devastating against the all-Minotaur warband, right, with Don Raku in it. I mean, if he's going to put two or three of them on fire, it's in a freeze game. Anyway, it's good. Good list. I like it. Cool.
Yeah, but you've got other players like Brellandier. He's got double range, but it's a Staryl Brellandier.
So Brellandier is one of the playtesters, one of our playtesters. So, and he's an Brellandier lover. He's got Staryl and Brellandier. Wow.
Yeah. So what's different? He hasn't gone as heavy on the defense as Expatriate did, but he's a seasoned player, and he's Brellandier's his boy. That's who he is.
Jeff Jaden, Lord Sauron, Jaden's got Brellandier, Staryl, and Cavado. Like three. Yeah, yeah. So I mean, Guard Dog's going to come up against them in the later rounds.
Jaden went for a bit of an old school. He's old school. It's good to see, like, people. I just chat today last night about the new models being a bit more powerful. But a lot of the top players really have taken the old school models, and that's all old school.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's got the three fire causes there. Again, he's got the Cavado Thrommel thing, but then you've got the double Staryl Alan Deer combo. So a lot of combos there. So there are a couple with double range, which is not often in threes, but I noticed ones with double range, they haven't taken a Soul Gazer, which is probably good.
I guess they're just getting redundancy, aren't they? They're guaranteed to have a ranged person, I guess. That's the idea, if one gets banned. They probably won't take both ever. They'll just take one of them if they get a choice.
I do like the other one, honourable mention, is Fabius Bile, because he went. He loves his dwarfs by the look of it. He's got three dwarfs, Thrommel, Svet, and Brock.
Can't believe he didn't take Svetlana. Didn't take Laurie.
Yeah, but Grail is his, and then Zim. So we could look at the Grail list. Tenzilla's down the bottom of Grail.
He's got Thrommel, Donraka, Grail, Bastion, and Cavado. You're a brave man taking Bastion in threes for me. I think it's hard to get benefit out of his aura enough, and he's pretty. But he can be a backup Soul Gazer as well, I guess.
So there's a lot of good lists here. I mean, even looking at Will War's list down the bottom, Brock, Isabel, Sir Marcus, Piper, and Thorgard.
Yeah,
Piper
solid.
Really fills in that gap there of whatever he loses, he's got it covered.
Yeah, it's solid.
That's old school, but that's Isabel, I suppose. Yeah, that's another one. Not sure who would ban in that one, because, that's a hard ban, to be honest.
It depends what you're playing, I guess. And
Brock's great on the threes map. The monsters, the Thorgard's always good. Piper can do anything. Yeah, that's a tough ban. All right. Anyway,
So we've had one round, one game played. Jaden played against Pook, who he plays all the time.
Every day, and I didn't realize when the draw came up.
So we'll be doing podcasts on through the rounds as we talk about who's winning and who's losing. So we might do this every week as the games come in, which would be great. Anything parting shots, Jeff, you want to talk about before we wrap it up?
Yes, of course. We have to look at the number one ranked player at the moment.
Leaderboard. Let's look at that. Yeah, it's a good idea.
Monkey Kong. He's got pretty good warband. He's been telling me he's going to try to defend his number one spot, so he's pumped for it. He's got, Kogan, Staryl, Barney. He's got Barney. Good on him. I love it.
Yeah, he's always talked about him on Discord. It's good to see.
Who he's playing, who he's got first round, first up. He's got, could talk about.
So Marcus Kogan, Barnaskis, Svetlana, and Istariel.
I think Tenzilla is one of the newish players.
That's a Grail. That's a Grail, Dronraka, Bastion. Okay, cool. All right.
So can we go through some of the matchups for this round, maybe?
If you want to. Yeah, we can. Yep.
So let's look. We've got the Guard Dog versus Bloodsaber. Bloodsaber is fairly new and Guard Dog's experience, so we'll see how that goes. Jaehaerun and Kaloti, Mad Dasher and Fabulous. That's a tough one.
They're both pretty experienced.
Aspire versus Will War. Oh, that'll be good too.
Yep. Theo and the real Shane, the two Aussies. That's going to be a good one. That's a good one.
It's a good match, actually.
They're both decent.
I don't know who to tip in that one.
Mm.
Theo can sometimes.
I'd hate to say it, but I might have to tip Theo. That's unfortunate. But yeah, he'll be good.
There's a big match in table seven. Wahoo versus Brolin.
Shane and Eternal Robbie is good too, Jeff.
Yeah, so that's
a big one.
I don't think Shane's ever won a game online, though.
Yeah, he's I know, he has struggled.
He's like, current JNAC world champion.
And he's on, I think he's on 2 points. He's on 2 points. Yeah. On the leaderboard. So David Vanke is first, Brandon Amick is second, and Will Mikulajewski is third. The 22, 19, and 19 points. So,
Will Waugh.
Will. So he's third and Vanke is first. So those two are both in the tournament. So that's really good to see. But yeah, awesome. All right, cool. So that wraps up the podcast for today. We will be back next week with a rundown of the first round, who's won and who's lost, and also the round two matchups. And we'll also be doing statistics on which heroes are winning the games, you know, and also have a couple of streams, hopefully, of games. So anything else, Jeff, before we wrap up?
So there is actually about the tournament, there is an odd number. I'm playing the bye. So it'll be fun to have, I want to have some games. I'm looking forward to it. So I might make up a warband fun for that. I want to give a wrap up between each round.
Awesome. Okay,
we're going to look at the heroes, which ones are levelings up. It's a good indication of which ones are going the best, I suppose. And see how it goes. So.
Okay.
It'll be fun. Right.
Well, thanks everybody for tuning in. We'll be back again next week, hopefully. And we'll chat to you guys then.
Okay. Cheers. See you guys.
Goodbye.